and we're all here to celebrate our love of things that we probably love. Episode of the Horsepower Comic Cast, the exclusive podcast What All Goes With Horsepower Comics at EmeraldCoastComics.net. Did I get that URL right?
Yes.
Excellent, because I don't have it memorized well. So, I am GX. I'm the guy who tells the horses what to say. With us today, we have Jet, the guy who tells the horses what to do.
Hi, I'm Jet. I draw.
We have Reef, the guy who puts up with me.
Constantly.
And we have Nux, the guy who God only knows what he does.
I fund the entire project, and you all have to put up with me.
Like I said, God only knows. So, more or less, this little podcast here is to give a little bit of insight into the comic process, just giving us a chance to talk ponies, and to basically build up the brand of Horsepower Comics. A little inside baseball there. We're going to try to have something bi-weekly, certainly not with all four hosts all the time, because I would like to not rip all my hair out. But effectively, we're just going to talk some of the comics that we released over the past 2 weeks, and have fun. Talk horses made of vinyl, and so forth. So, let's just talk about what's up with you. Reef, what's been up?
Not a whole lot. I actually bought F1 2012 on Steam, and that is a Formula One racing game, because for some reason I like doing that, and I really can't give a valid explanation as to how one man can like My Little Pony and Formula One racing at the same time. So, that's kind of what I've been up to the last week or so. Me and my friend had a race, and he crashed into me and ruined my day.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah, well, it wasn't, so I'm going to make sure I wreck into him next time.
Reef, you have seen the picture of Slender Pony, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I don't think there's any confusion over fanish overlaps at this point.
Yeah, but that's like a weird overlap. Well, most of the things that I like are weird overlaps, so I guess there's not any one specific instance that I can point to.
You got your horseradish in my peanut butter.
Ew.
Anyhow, Nux and Jet. Jet first, because he is Jet. Jet, what have you been up to?
Well, aside from being more important than Nux, a bit of travel going on. Recently, like a couple weeks ago, I was up in Canada visiting my fiancé. Spent some time in Memphis, and now I'm way over wherever Nux is. Nothing much, but it's been busy.
So how many states is that, beyond the fact that one of them is a country?
I was going to say, Canada's not a state.
Well, yeah. I believe that I have passed through at least 10 states and one Canadian territory. But as far as staying long-term, two states and one territory.
You stayed in Chicago for a while, right?
That was a 12-hour layover. I meant, like, more than a day.
Ah.
So, Nux, let's pretend like we care what you've done.
I don't.
Well, let's see. I'm having Jet visit me in my lovely chateau in Delray Beach.
Well, that was your first mistake. No, I'm kidding. I never met that guy in my life.
Yeah, it's been fun. He's been drawing things. I had him draw a pony comic today. And oddly enough, one of the reasons why I thought having him over here would be great would be, well, we could do a podcast, maybe Sonic Talk, maybe Comicast, and then we tried it. Well, that took us about 3 hours, which is maybe a source of, which I'm sure was a source of frustration for everyone here.
Actually, I was pretty mellow about the whole thing because I was just playing GX and
I don't know whatever gave you the idea that I was frustrated about the situation.
I'm still
which is why the audio quality is not where it's going to be in future episodes.
It's okay. But we all made it, and we're all here to celebrate our love of things that we probably love.
Anyway, I've also been playing Double Dragon Neon on the PlayStation 3. I actually recently upgraded my PS3 hard drive, which was a lot easier for me than it was for GX, apparently.
I had issues with the formatting. I had to format my hard drives about 5 different times.
My issue was the simple fact that I needed a screwdriver, and I didn't have a screwdriver, so I had to go out and buy a screwdriver. Then when I got my screwdriver, I was able to unscrew the little blue screw, but then I ended up stripping all the screws that were around the hard drive cage.
Oh, jeez.
So essentially what I've done is I've just plugged the hard drive in loose. And it works, so.
It works now. Okay.
It works now. I'll have to do something about the cage eventually, of course.
Rubber bands and duct tape.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what's up with us. What's been up with horses? Well, effectively, we are still waiting for season 3 announcement. Remember the glory days whenever they announced it for their summer schedule? I miss those days. I miss, as naive as those days were, I still look back on them memorably.
Oh, man, I'm so excited because there's a countdown, and then at the end of the countdown, they're going to tell us that there will be a countdown until the day starts.
Then you go to this address, and you ask the man with the peg leg. But my horse-related activity the last couple days has been primarily purchasing miniatures because what else am I going to do with my money? Save it for a Wii U or something? But I've been able to complete my crystal set of the ones that I want that are all covered in glitter and stuff. So I'm very happy about that. And today I just completed my, I guess it would be the purple set, the travel style set. So I was able to finish off the ones that I wanted. I got Rainbow Shine, Golden Grape, Sprinkle Stripe, Sea Swirl, and Apple Dazzle. So I don't know how many miniatures I have at this point, but it is a stupidly profound amount. So
yeah, it would have to be, I would think.
Wait till you see this in person, Reef.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm excited very much so.
It is a treat to the eyes. Reef, have you been doing anything with horses lately?
I sort of organized them nicely in a row on top of my desk, so.
Jet, what have you been up to with horses?
Not really much, to be honest. Alex had me drawing some stuff today.
I saw a while ago you said that you were starting up a, like, 5-second, what do you call an...
Oh, I wish not to speak about this yet.
Okay, I won't bring it up.
I have to wait. I have to have my fun with it first.
Okay. My lips are sealed about that thing.
For you people who are listening to this, you didn't hear anything.
I can effectively use bleeps. I have that skill.
You certainly bleeped out a certain word.
Oh, good,
word
so we won't have to worry about the A word then?
or the B word that you will undoubtedly use. But yes, that B word. Nux, what have you been up to that's pony related?
Okay, pony related. Let's see. Well, I haven't seen all the episodes yet, so I'm not exactly chomping at the bit for the new season.
I see what you did there.
But let's see. I think the last one I saw, probably the favorite. It's probably my favorite too. Is the Canterlot wedding thing. I really haven't done much of anything pony related that doesn't have anything to do with the comic in like a month, I think.
What's it like to not do things that are pony related? I don't have that context.
I've never felt less masculine in my entire life than I do right now.
I don't know. I'm happy. I've been playing lots of Sonic. You know, it's a real cartoon character that a man can sink his teeth into.
Wait, what are you doing sinking your teeth into Sonic? That gets into a different fan base that I don't want to associate myself with. But normally at this point, we would talk about our new skin for C Prompt, and we don't have the site up yet, so eventually that will be up.
Why don't you just tell us about C Prompt, then?
C Prompt is a character of my own creation because I wanted a mascot for the site, and it seemed to make sense for it to be a horse of some sort. I'm not exactly sure of the logic behind that, but I decided you know what? I'm going to make it this cartoony horse. So I did. But effectively, it's your standard pony body. She is... The best comparison I can make is, relating back to my Sonic-ness, is that she is very much a Nicole-style character. That she is just... She is digital. She does things behind the scenes in the site, involved with whatever, and she represents us. And she has
now, may I offer you some rare praise?
Sure.
And say that C-Prompt was the character that I felt made the whole name and logo work.
I felt
it was very intelligently designed.
I like to give things an identity. It's like...
And C-Plus does that. Does that.
C-Prompt.
At this point, I'm glad he got that close, so I'm proud of you enough.
Thank you.
So it's
GX.
Okay, I will trust you. I'm happier that you are happy with the music for the theme song. That actually made me very happy that you said that you used a word as strong as awesome, because typically I don't get half that response from you either direction.
Aw, thank you.
But beyond that, at this point we would talk about Squares with Horses in Them, our new comics, but we don't have comics yet.
You did technically release a comic with the Spin Dash. We could talk about that.
Hey, if you are a Spin Dash listener, then you probably already saw this, or you're just an iTunes subscriber and you don't visit the site, in which case...
Well, bad.
Who are you?
Shame.
But, this comic had the benefit of being drawn by me, because I don't know, because I wanted one done, and it seemed like one that I might be able to do. So, A, it's mine, I can do whatever the heck I want with it, so... I decided to post on Spin Dash just to give preview of the comic coming up, so...
Good job you did.
It will find its way back into the actual release cycle, but more or less I released Rounded to the Nearest Megafonzie. My motivation for doing this is because anytime I walk into Hot Topic or look at We Love Fine or just anytime I look for pony-related merchandise, it's everything related to Rainbow Dash, and it's all about her 20% cooler phrase. That phrase happened once in an episode that was not about her, in a song that was primarily Rarity's song.
Yeah, but the internet doesn't care.
I don't get the infatuation with that statement, because even then, I don't think it's that funny. I mean, it's funny in that Rainbow Dash is attempting to quantify a borderline qualifiable element of something, but it's just, I don't get the infatuation with that particular line, especially when there are so many better lines, funnier situations, funnier images.
Rainbow Dash is 20% cooler. It's mathematically proven.
No.
I want to see your equation then, Jet, because I think that GX has a very good concept.
I went over the equation with him, and I thought it worked out well.
I mean, a lot of it is contingent on the idea of Rainbow Dash's coolness being a mathematical constant, but if you can accept that she is not going... Or at the very least, it has to be, let's say, on a... within a standard function. If the coolness amount for her is either a constant or a standard function with a consistent slope, then I would say that my math holds out pretty well.
And this, folks, is why I went after GX about this comic, because only he could combine ponies with mathematical humor.
Well, I mean, it holds up in a very certain way.
So let's start at the beginning. What is Emerald Coast Comics, to give people a general idea?
Emerald Coast Comics was a website formed And Jack, could you help me out here? I'm never good with the years. 2008?
Okay. Well, I can't really give out the years, but I can give a bit of history about it. Emerald Coast Comics started as another thing. What was it called, Alex? Sonic Blue?
Okay, it was originally, if we want to go back a bit further, it was originally called Sonic Blue. It was this little comic book website formed on Sonic First Team back in 2004 that focused on Sonic fan comics written by this guy called Jeffrey Nicholas, a.k.a. TCM Sonic, which was short for They Call Me Sonic. And he kind of left, and then he came back, and I was trying to get my own, always and always will be unnamed comic book off the ground. And I sought him out, and eventually this led to Jet joining the team and me joining the team, and we were Sonic Blue for a while. And then the owner shut Sonic Blue down, and one of our artists, Dash Fox, formed Emerald Coast Comics in 2008. And from there, we continued to make Sonic comics for a while. We got Sonic Egg, Sonic Pulse, and a series of short stories called Tales from the Emerald Coast. It's mostly been kind of going not updated because we've been busy trying to do some other things, which unfortunately led the site to kind of fall into misuse.
Aside from the ones you just mentioned, a few of us like to do comics that were dedicated to the best Sonic character of all time.
Right. I'm sorry. Yeah, Knuckles the Echidna. Master Emerald Chronicles from Jet, and there's also this really nice little comic called Nux Redux. So, GX?
What caused this to happen? I mean, I have my perspective, but I've never truly asked you your perspective on this thing, on how I got into this.
This kind of came at me from multiple angles. I actually, when I first thought of this, Emerald Coast Comics had nothing to do with this, but I thought, you know, Jack's bugging me about things he needs to draw so that he can draw things and get paid for them. And I'm having difficulties writing right now. GX, he sounds very intelligent. Intelligent people can usually write rather well. And you're both, and you're fans of the Pony comics. And so I guess thought, well, I could, okay, not two Bergs, but I could at least eliminate one problem. Give GX something to work on while I'm between projects, trying to get a script going, and I guess GX could have a comic going and be indebted to me in some way.
The second one hasn't worked out so well,
but at least Jet has more to work on.
I'm sitting there, I'm like, at my computer, and then he's all like, hey, Jet, you drew like two pony pictures for the entirety of your existence here. Do this comic.
Yeah.
But
I went with him.
how did you? I'm curious, Jet. How did you get into the show? Would you consider yourself into the show?
I guess so. Yeah. How I got into it was my fiance is really big into My Little Pony. She does a blog on Tumblr. I'm debating whether or not I should mention it. She'll probably either strangle me or not. She's kind of shy.
I guess she would have to do one of those two things.
But she's really into the show, so I decided to give it a chance, which otherwise my masculinity would not have allowed me to do. Oh, I'm totally lying. I watched Care Bears and Rainbow Bright as a child. But so I gave the show a try, and then I completely marathoned the entire two seasons.
That sounds like me.
And me.
For me, it was Easter. It was, as many people who own a account with Steam, I noticed that everybody seems to be into this thing, especially if you are of the maturity and humor persuasion of what Valve seems to aim at, that many of these people were very interested in this bizarre show, this interesting-looking horse show, and for a while, I mean, I didn't even associate it with the actual toy line that dates back to the 80s. I just kind of thought, well, that's a horse thing. People like this style of thing that it is. And I don't message board. I don't go on the internet just to be on the internet and talk to people on the internet unless I usually know them personally. I don't message board, I don't forum, I don't do message boards or forums, which are redundant. But effectively, you see it enough, and I kind of start to think, you know, well, if so many people like this, and this is a cartoon, I might as well at least give it a try. And I noticed, hey, it's on Netflix. I have a 2-hour, 3-hour car drive over to visit my sister in college. I might as well watch it. So I watched the first episode. Then I watched the second episode. Then I watched all the episodes. And I think at this point I've seen every one of them minimum 3 times.
Wow.
And within the 6 months, I have, oh dear lord, at least 60, 70 2-inch miniatures and a small army of 3-inch miniatures, including the Zecora one, which I had to call Toys R Us about twice a week in order to get. And I am glad that I did, because if I hadn't, then I would not have gotten it. It would have sold out too quickly. But that's me. I mean, Reef, I like to imagine that I played some influence in how I did, but I know I didn't play that big of an influence. So tell us how you got started in all this.
Well, basically, because I go on Reddit, so I heard about it from time to time, but I was like, eh, I mean, I'll probably never watch the show or anything, even if it's fairly decent. And then one of our Spin Dash listeners, Ela, sent a music video that someone had made into our Spin Dash IRC chat room, and I watched it, and I was like, I kind of want to watch this show now. And it wasn't even that good of a music video. It was just the animation style captured me. I was like, I really want to kind of check this out. And so as luck would have it, like, all the episodes are on YouTube, so I was able to start watching them. And I think it took me like 3 weeks to get through the whole series, but eventually, I know you went through it a lot faster than that, but I think because you had all them car trips and stuff, you were able to kind of get through it a little more quickly than I did. But so I've only watched it through the one time, but then I've seen a lot of the episodes at least twice, because a lot of times I'll go back and watch them, especially if Saber's going to be watching them, because she's going through the series too. So that's kind of my backstory and how I ended up getting into this.
I probably wouldn't have shotgunned it like I did if not for the fact that show is so unbelievably positive.
Yeah.
And this was a time when, hey, it's after Easter, it's getting to be summer, I'm still finding a bit of work, but I'm still trying to find work.
Right.
I am a substitute teacher currently looking for full-time teaching, which unfortunately really does not exist in Pennsylvania. But just not getting response back just got me in this terrible funk.
Yeah, it's a ridiculously uplifting show. Like, there are very few negative messages overall.
Well, one thing that I really remember you doing, and it's kind of what convinced me to watch the show, was how the Smile song kind of helped keep you uplifted every time you were going in for job interviews and stuff. And, you know, you sang it, you know all the words, and
It puts you in the right mood. It is.
It does. And it's probably one of the best songs in the show, and it's ridiculously positive, and it doesn't feel like corny or anything either.
Mm-hmm.
Which I think is really impressive, is the fact that they can have this really positive atmosphere and message without being corny. Now, the show does get corny at the end of each episode in the first season with the whole message thing, but, you know, it's it doesn't, like, load it on you like so many other message shows with educational requirements do.
It's not any worse than Hamtaro was. I mean,
I never saw Hamtaro.
I love Hamtaro.
And I bet tomorrow will be even better.
Right, Laura?
Right.
Kish, kish.
Let's just talk about what comics we have coming up. We have Comic Soon. Actually,
before we do that, do you want to discuss how we came to the format and the colors and stuff?
Oh, well, I kind of had an idea of a format, and just I tried to generally describe, and then Jet did the idea that he did, and I said, yeah, it's this, because you like colors, and I guess mine would have, I don't know. It's different than how I originally determined it. honestly, most of the decisions were cost-related. I mean, you made a lot of the decisions. It's just that I was able to find a way to embrace the three-panel strip in a way that I really wish a lot of other pony comic writers would do.
Well, I chose the three-panel strip for a couple reasons. The first and foremost one for me was cost, because I thought, well, yes, I could have Jet do three of these on a single comic book page, and he'd charge me like a third of what a normal page would be, because it's just a three-panel strip.
Jet, I hope this inside baseball isn't too cruel.
It's probably a little cruel, but
I should charge him more.
Yeah, you should. He should probably double the price on me, but I wouldn't be able to afford him.
Not being nice about it.
But I also wanted to go with the three-panel strip because I felt, you know, when you give a writer limits and they're really good, they can work around and embrace those limits. And that's something that you've done with this comic book so far. You've come up with some creative paneling, some creative kind of three-panel jokes, and it keeps the jokes from going overly long. It keeps you from ending a strip without a punchline, without being funny. It makes sure that every strip has a rhythm to it.
I think what it really boils down to is it kind of puts in a comedic timing that might not be there if there was no limit or if the limit was longer. Like, you have to get the joke in by the third panel, so it's not drawn out like some of the ones you see.
My inspiration that I felt I go more and more back with, not just how I write, but the way I format things, the way I make a joke, is not necessarily going to the daily three-panel strips in newspapers, but rather looking to Penny Arcade for inspiration, because they have so finely crafted the three panel over over a decade, what they've been doing,
been,
like a decade and a half.
I think they started in like 1998.
Yeah,
it's been like at least 12, 13 years.
But thus far, that's been my biggest inspiration. But I think it's a pretty good time for us to maybe tease some strips. provided some of these don't get released before this podcast gets. Before this podcast gets released, we are looking at our first two strips titled With Great Power and Black and White and Dash All Over. So you can get yourself excited for these two upcoming pieces, and I think it's time we start closing things off then. So if you want to catch up with the Horsepower Comics crew, again, I am GX Echidna, he is Evil Dr. Reef. We are over at thespindash.com. We do host a hopefully bi-weekly, or not bi-weekly, semi-weekly, we release hopefully within a fortnight.
Yes, that is the perfect word for it.
That is the preferred method. I don't know how well I can hold to that, but effectively we talk Sonic. We are perhaps a podcast in which you could say that we do Sonic talk, if you could say. But
or maybe do some spin dashing.
We are the spin dash. We ramble on and on for a very lengthy amount of time, going very in depth about Sonic the Hedgehog. If you want obsessive amounts of Sonic discussion, then we have you covered.
But we're also very funny.
True. So, Jet, if people want to see your stuff or catch up with you online, what can they do?
Well, you can go to jetstreamx at .deviantart.com.
Excellent. And, Nux, what have you been up to that you could be all pluggish?
Well, aside from the projects, which you can find some concept for on the aforementioned DA website. I also co-host Sonic Talk with Shigemoto, and we recently talked with Steve Lysette and one other person from Sumo Digital, and we cleared some things up regarding the upcoming Sonic and All-Stars Racing.
I think we're going to close it off.
I didn't give the website.
Oh,
you can find Sonic Talk on SegaBix.com. God, I suck at this selling thing.
Excellent. So
and that's why you'll never get hired as a marketer.
So we're going to close things off with a little bit of a trail mix here. We have a song at the end of every podcast, sometimes pod safe. I like to imagine that they all are. But one thing you will quickly learn about me is that my taste in music is...
eclectic.
Eclectic.
It's lovely.
I have a very strong penchant for comedy music, and as such, I have a brutal love of the Fump.com, the funny music project, in which every week they release two funny songs, free to download, or you can subscribe for high-quality feeds and such and so forth. So, one of my favorite artists in there is Mr. TV's Kyle, who writes unusual songs that are typically safe for our variety of podcasts. So, I'm going to play a song that I feel is somewhat appropriate, given the context, and it is Apple Feast. It is a song about eating too many apples. So, until next time, I'm GX.
I am Evil Dr. Reef.
I am Knuckles87.
I'm Jeff.
And this is Horsepower Comics, riding off into the sunset.
Bye-bye.
It's time for Jet to get back to work.
Later.
Once I was so hungry, I planted me an apple seed. Then like 10 years later, I had myself an apple feast. I ate a bunch of apples, and then I ate a whole bunch more. I don't mean only part of them, I even hit the freaking core. Do you know what I'm gonna eat?
An apple.
And what I'm gonna eat after that?
An apple.
And then do you know what I'm gonna... A freaking apple! I'm having a feast of apples. Apple feast, at the least, I won't starve. I'm eating apples. It's a treat, nobody dies from too much apple. At least I don't think they have. La 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 apple. I must assert, it's not dessert. It's a main course that's made of apples. I'm not insinuating, there's dishes made of apple here. No apple casserole or an applesauce or apple beer. I'm eating lots of apples, in case you're not getting my deal. I must be made of apples, and I don't know if I can feel, cause apples don't have feelings.
An apple.
No, I'm doing the other part now.
An apple.
No, that was the bridge earlier, but it's different now.
Sorry.
I'm paddling a feast of apples. Apple feast, at the least, I won't starve. I'm eating apples. Apple feast, it's a treat. Nobody dies from too much apple. At least I don't think they have. La 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 apple. I must assert, it's not dessert. It's a main course that's made of apples. Yes, I'm a man made of fruit. Shut up! Do you know what I'm sick of now? No backup singers. I'm having a feast of apples. Apple feast, in the least, I won't stop. I'm eating apples. Apple feast, it's a treat. Nobody dies from too much apple. At least I don't think they have. La 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 apple. Dessert is not dessert, it's a main course that's made of apples. Apple feast, at the least, I won't starve. I'm eating apples. Apple feast, it's a treat. Nobody dies from
Never cross the backup singer.
And we're all here to celebrate our love of things that we probably love.
Yes, like brightly colored ponies with little images on their ass that like to and sing.
You couldn't even make it to the first 10 minutes.
I don't think that should be edited out. I don't think it should be.
Thanks that they're donkey-like creatures. You can call it, you can use the A-word for them.
Moving on.
Ponies are very masculine, for the record. F*** off one of those things and they'll f***ing cave your... Wait, God! Okay, I did not say the entire word. But anyway, those
kind
things
of
often they'll take your edit.
Counterpoint to that.
So, normally at this point, we would have C++, the segment in which we would talk about the new skin for the homepage, in which we have a randomly generated thing for our mascot character, C-Dry. C prompt. Why did
or
I start?
C prompt. You're
her
right.
Sister
oh.
is C drive. Or her sister is D drive. She is C prompt.
Is there one that's the A drive?
No, no. We don't oh. talk about him. He's the black sheep of the family. So.
Oh.
A few of us.
And when we when
hold
I approached DX
on,
about
hold on, hold on, hold on. Let's
okay.
I want to make sure we're not right getting crazy crosstalk here. So go ahead, Jet. Go ahead.
Here I am standing right in front of him, and he doesn't even notice me speaking.
Well, I can't really hear you through the glass door there.
Yeah, through the glass door,
I can't hear you.
Mouth
yeah, he was.
Yeah, but he probably hates him now.
I don't think you get the joke there.
No. I got it. I was
you
just
killed the joke. It was a joke, and it was right there, and you murdered it in cold blood.
My goal was to kill the joke. You know, that's pretty much why God put me on this earth.
We have a problem with dead horses and a pony talk? Interesting.
Ah.